first time as he feels like it. And he did. But they didn't recognize him because the scale was over their eyes. But these prophecies apply to both. In fact, they don't make sense unless you take them for both. They're very mechanical and limited.
That's amazing.
I remember myself yesterday going through a bunch of old stuff. I saw books I was doing 10 years ago. Psalms books, John books, in which I would say, well, now this verse is about the first coming and this verse is about the second coming. And I would try a mechanical division, not understanding that every verse really involves everything. Becky, why are you running around? Well, then why are you in here in the first place then? You shouldn't be running around. Not understanding that every message is to be found in every verse. The word means a word, means a message. It's one thing, period. The whole thing is one. You must look for the connections harder and harder, that's true. And it's true that one verse deals more with one aspect than another, but they're all there. And when you try to simply say this verse only means this, it's no good. That's why we have 10 colors. And the order of them is only the approximation of their of what's to be seen in terms of ease, not in terms of God's meaning always, that which sticks out the most. Now on the last day, remember this thing written in here, the second coming, you're never finished studying the second coming. Because hours before Jesus appears, whenever he does, there'll be some last thing that we'll all understand.
Wow.
I don't know what it is, but he will show us things continually, giving them their bread in due season. Not that we're going to know the day or hour, but a period of time that could be best called hours, I guess, a very short period, that we're going to realize that we must watch and pray especially. A period of time, the part of the night. Maybe I should say days, I don't know. I'm just saying, a very short period of time. When the last thing is revealed. For instance, the number 666 is thoroughly known. Utterly explained. And such things. When that happens. And now you're thinking, oh boy, when Stuart figures that out, that means Jesus is coming. It doesn't work that way. At all. It may not be me at all. It's quite possible, you know. Entirely possible. But just before he comes, there'll be some last thing shown. The reason, therefore, that thing is in there is about it's a continuing study. And however, some concession has to be made to your level. Therefore, the color code thing. It's not only the importance, it's the ease of seeing. Because that last message, guaranteed, is going to be some weird verse somewhere in the Bible. Guaranteed, some weird looking thing that doesn't mean anything. And it turns out to be the key to everything.
Wow.
That's the way it works. So you can't tell which is really important and which isn't, fully. Many times that's happened already. Weird looking things turn out to be many times in interpretation have turned out to be the keys. Right, Pam? Remember that? Which one can you think of? You understand the point?
Yeah.
At the end, what are you calling the end? The last week, the last month, who knows? But obviously, as we move toward the end, all the more as you see the day approaching, at some rate or other, everything is revealed that we need to know. At the rate that we need to know it. And I don't know that rate.
Thank you.
reference to what? Oh, you mean the weird verse? Yeah, reference to that teaching, yes. That's one of the verses in here somewhere, by the way. Not in the top 69, but it's in there. Well, good night. And we'll move on to the next passage now. We're not done with this one. Let's finish it. Theme, the first and second coming. The nature of Psalms dealing with the first and second coming. Psalms is looking both to the first and second coming. The purpose of this Bible study is they might see more clearly see this by understanding the second coming themes. Obviously, in Revelation, so long, Chucky. Anybody want to concentrate on the Bible study?
Yes!
You look around, a bunch of the bad guys didn't even answer. Wait and see. Those of us who want a fellowship in understanding the Bible, this Bible study will be helpful to you in coming to understand the Bible.
Wow.
This is a lot easier. Explaining it, the unfolding of thy words gives life. Something about the simple. Now, obviously the book of Revelation begins by saying, I will show you the things that must soon take place. Pretty obviously the first coming is only going to be a hindsight, contextual thing. Whereas in Psalms, it's really aiming at both. Keep that in mind. When David wrote Psalms, the first coming hadn't even happened.
Right.
Now in these last days, we see the Holy Spirit move David to write about the second coming as well as the first. Their instruction, their warning and our instruction. Got that backwards. Examples of this theme now. All right, let's look up some of these. Psalms 43, 3 and 4. Now, these are passages. You can see how 3 is the light of the world coming, and he leads us by this light that he gives us. And verse 4 starts out with, then, after you come the second time, I will go to the temple. There's joy and lyre and feast and the personal looking to God far more so. You see the first and second coming there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving, and it always moves from the first to the second. Another one is Psalm 79, 8 and 10. 8 to 10. Now you think right away of the souls under the altar in Revelation. How long must we continue until our blood is avenged? Remember?
Yes.
So it ends up pointing to that thing that he's going to do when he comes.
Wow.
Psalm 85. 1 through 7. One through three is all about the first coming in the past tense. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. I have swept away your transgressions like a mist. There is the first coming in the past tense in Isaiah. It's a common thing that the prophets did. In the past tense, they talked about the future. Before Abraham was, I am, said Jesus. Remember?
Yeah.
Now there is, he didst forgive the iniquity of thy people. Thou didst pardon all their sin. That happened at Calvary.